What about aversions that have a message is a signal to understanding something? How is one to trust that from the regular aversion? I think one of the things that, and it is important to recognize that when the Buddha talks about causal processes, it is important to recognize that it's how we relate to them that's important. Because Buddha said, like, the wholesome can be the causal condition for the arising of the unwholesome. The unwholesome can be the causal condition for the arising of the wholesome. Of course, the same wholesome can be a condition for the arising of the wholesome. Unwholesome can be a condition for the arising of the unwholesome. So that everything is up for grabs. And it's how we relate to it, how we perceive it, how skillfully we respond to it. So that sometimes, just like that, where, say, an aversion comes into the mind, and it either gives an insight or gives a warning or gives an encouragement in some way, shape or form that sort of wakes one up and one responds in a wholesome way. But that's our response, because we could just as soon meet aversion with more aversion or just shrink back out of fear or something. But we can respond to even the unwholesome with that which is wholesome and skillful. And one of the qualities that the Buddha points to sort of integral to the whole path is, say, of heedfulness, appamatta. So being heedful, being circumspect, so that when we do experience that which is, say, unwholesome, there's a quality of circumspection, alertness, attentiveness, that can transform that. And similarly, say, when there's, a lack of circumspection, a lack of presence, of clarity, then even when we experience what is wholesome, we can get caught up in some unwholesome reaction to it, unskillful reaction to it. We can just lose the plot on it.